Report, Donald Trump Moving Forward with Plan to Launch Social Media Platform. By Joshua Kaplan on March 31, 2021. Former President Donald Trump is said to be moving forward with a plan to launch a social media platform after big tech companies banned him from using their services, according to a Wednesday report. A source familiar with matter told Fox News that Trump and members of his team are moving forward with starting a platform, affirming the former president will have his voice back one way or another. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube blacklisted Trump indefinitely in the wake of January's deadly Capitol Hill riot, accusing the former president of spreading disinformation regarding the 2020 president election and glorifying violence. Facebook's Supreme Court is slated to render a decision on whether to reinstate Trump's Facebook account, while Twitter has said its move to remove the former president is irreversible. As Breitbart News previously reported, Facebook's oversight board is comprised of several anti-Trump and progressive-minded members. Members of the oversight board include Helle Thorning-Schmidt, former Prime Minister of Denmark for the left-wing Social Democrat Party, Afia Asantewaa-Sarikea, a human rights expert who is part of George Soros' Open Society Network, Pamela Carlin, who worked in the Civil Rights Division of President Obama's Justice Department, and Evelyn Aswad, who served as Director of Human Rights in Hillary Clinton's State Department. Earlier this month, senior Trump adviser Jason Miller first revealed the former president was setting out to start his own social media company. "I do think we're going to see President Trump returning to social media in probably about 2 or 3 months here with his own platform," Miller told Fox News Channel's Howard Kurtz. "This is something that I think will be the hottest ticket in social media. It's going to completely redefine the game. Everyone will be waiting and watching to see what exactly President Trump does. But it will be his own platform." When pressed for additional information, Miller said he couldn't delve any further into the details. "I can say it will be big once he starts. There have been a lot of high-powered meetings he has been having at Mar-a-Lago with teams of folks that have been coming in," he said. "I got to tell you, it's not just one company that's approached the president. There have been numerous companies. I think the president knows what direction he wants to head here. This new platform is going to be big, and everyone wants him. He's going to bring millions and millions, tens of millions of people to this new platform." Earlier Wednesday, Facebook made headlines for removing a video interview between Trump and his daughter-in-law and newly hired Fox News contributor, Laura Trump. The interview had been shared to Laura Trump's Facebook page. Laura shared a copy of an email believed to have been sent from Facebook explaining the reason behind the interview's removal. "We are reaching out to let you know that we removed content from Laura Trump's Facebook page that featured President Trump speaking," the note from Facebook reads. "In line with the block we placed on Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts, further content posted in the voice of Donald Trump will be removed and result in additional limitations on the accounts." Facebook has not issued a public statement regarding the matter.